Hi, my name is Gary Napier. I'm the host for Bro Talk. And the main aim for Bro Talk is to create a safe space for men where we can discuss various issues related to ourselves, work, relationships, and break the stigma that men do not talk. So it's all about to come onto purpose. And I always say, and people challenge me, and why do you do that? That a man would follow purpose more often, his purpose, than love. And you see so many ways where either the family follow the man because of his role, his job, and that's where we're going. Yep. Or if he has to choose between staying married and having that type of life, or his purpose, the purpose with love. So if you watched the film Everest, the guy who first climbed Mount Everest, no. And he knew there was a very high chance he was going to die. And his wife was pregnant, but he knew he had to fulfill his mission. He knew in his heart, I'm not going to see my family. The wife knew as well, which wasn't going to stop him. And that was a clear example of a man, this is what I've born to do. Yep. I have to follow my purpose, despite I know this is going to be the cost. This is my purpose. And where I'm going with this, Ro, is how many of us men are in our purpose, women not in our purpose, how much of an impact that does have on us in terms of respect, feeling good about ourselves, and where to go in life.
It's everything. As you were saying that, I was curious. You said you get challenged on this a lot. Challenged by other men or challenged by women?
Challenged by both. I think men slowly come around to the idea because they'll often say, no, my family. And I say, give it some thought.
Yeah, they don't. Because they think it's the right thing to say.
The right thing. Even childcare. If the child is not sick, us men will be thinking, right, who could look after the child? We're not thinking, I've got to take a day off work. I've got to get to work. So either you sort out my partner, or quickly someone come and look after my child. But I need to get to work. The mind is, I need to be at work.
Yeah, it is. And anyway, we can debate that because I think I used to struggle with men that would come in on a Monday and say, I was on babysitting duties all weekend. Obviously, you're a dad, you're not babysitting.
But women say that. Women used to say, you're babysitting tonight. I was looking after one of the girls. I'm like, it's my child.
Come on. But overall, I think, we're men. It comes down to, I look a lot at masculine and feminine energy, which isn't necessarily male or female, but generally it is. And the masculine energy is all about focus. It's all about purpose. It's all about getting stuff done. The feminine energy is a lot more nurturing. Now, in that, men typically, 80% of men, dominant masculine energy. So we're going to be about purpose. That's a reality. And men might argue with you. As I say, I think that's because they think that they'd be shot if they said, my purpose is more important than my family.
Yes.
But take a man's purpose away from him and test it and test that theory. And it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Now, if we know we're living according to our purpose or we're at least chasing our purpose, we feel amazing in ourselves. Where we drop our purpose and say, I'm just here for my family, we don't feel fulfilled. We struggle, the majority of us. I think a lot of men would struggle if they're stay-at-home dads in this day and age, which happens. That can be, unless you can make that your purpose, or unless you're finding something else as a purpose alongside that, you can struggle. And that struggle means a lack of self-esteem, a lack of value, a lack of self-worth. Because what am I doing? Like, I love my kids, and we all love our kids.
Yeah.
But why am I here? Was a big question that we struggle with sometimes.
Yes, it goes back to that Mark Twain quote, which I became familiarized again earlier this year, the two most important days of our life are the day we're born and the day we find out why. And I think a lot of us men not even encouraged or aware about finding out why, as you rightly said, at least chasing that purpose. And I think the main focus, which we've been teaching our youngsters, is earn money. And chasing your purpose doesn't mean earning money. It means chasing the reason. That's what's going to fulfill me. Exactly. Why I'm on this earth. And it saddened me when your missus said about her son that he's realised at a young age that I need to provide. I think that should have been the message, the only message of man. You're there to provide because there's so much more inside of us. The same way there's more to a woman just being at home. There's so much more to her. If that's her domain, she wants to do that, great. If she wants to do something else, that's great as well.
Yeah.
Even in 21st century, 2024, we still feel unsafe to say something that should be natural.
Yeah. But now I think men feel unsafe more than ever to say stuff that might be inside of us, but we're not sure whether it's right or wrong to say it. And that's all part of the pressure that's on men today that wasn't on us 50 years ago. We'd have just said it. And now we don't have a clue what we're allowed to say and what we're not allowed to say, if we're being completely honest. Mm-hmm. And we can get called all sorts of names if we say stuff. Might come across old-fashioned or whatever. I can't even think of the right words right now. But it's a balance. But the other quote I heard, which I love, is that on your tombstone, there'll be two dates. The day you came into the world, the day you left the world. What matters is what you do in between those two dates.
Yeah.
And that's huge. Yeah, that's pretty important. What did I do? Did I live to my purpose, or did I just die and take my purpose into the grave with me? And they say many men, might say many people will be buried with their dreams inside of them still. Mm. Oh, what you and I love doing, bro, is trying to help people not be in that place. But we've also got to do it for ourselves, haven't we? If I die tomorrow, then my dreams will be inside of me.
Yeah.
That's my wake-up call.
Yes, you're right. The matter of graveyards that's filled with buried dreams, buried visions.
Yeah.
And thinking back to traditional relationship, and the guy would ask the dad for his daughter's hand or blessing confirmation. And his first question would be, what do you do? Mm. Basically, how are you going to provide for my daughter? Not, do you love her?
No.
And question for you, bro, you've got a daughter. And if a guy comes to you and says, ask for your permission to marry a daughter, what would be your main priority with regards to
That's a really good question. And it's interesting because when I talk to my daughter, her priority is to be independent and self-sufficient, because she is from that school of thought that I don't want to rely on a man, which is going to make a man's life even harder. But I think still at the top of my list is, how are you going to treat her? And are you going to be able to give her what she needs? And giving her what she needs is going to be a blend of everything. It's going to be, are you going to live your life of purpose? Because if you don't, how can you give someone else what they need? Are you going to allow her to feel, we haven't talked about what women need, but whatever a woman needs in a relationship, are you the guy to give my daughter the things that she needs in this relationship? I think that would still be my priority.
Yeah. Yes, I have close agreement. If it's not number one, it'd be close to number one. What's your vision? What's your purpose? I'd want to know that guy. And if you're not going anywhere, you haven't got a vision or a purpose, not say you've got to achieve it, but you've got to have some form of goal in mind, then how can you, what do you do by doing?
No, and if we were sat here with a group of women, bro, the reality is those are the things that they find attractive about men. Take away the pecs, the abs, and the good looks.
Yeah.
They don't do anything other than like look nice. They don't hold a relationship. I read a lot about how women are tending to go for older men more now than they might have done. An older man, okay, unless you're in your midlife crisis, is more likely to have his stuff together, to know his purpose in life. Maybe he's living his purpose. He's not hung up about what other people say or what other people think about him. He's probably not sat on his Xbox all day playing games, pretending to be a superhero on FIFA or Call of Duty, it's a fake world.
Yeah.
He's more likely living a life. And that's so attractive to a woman. And so often we'll see older men with wives that are younger and we'll be like, oh, he must have a lot of money, or basically his judgment. It's not how much money he's got. It's that attitude that has probably come from something that says, I've got it together. I'm a guy that knows where he's going. And that's what's real. I think that's super attractive to women.
What about us men, bro, who understand what you're saying, we'd love to do it, but feel it's too late. I can't just step out and follow that dream that I had since I was 8 years of age now. I've got a mortgage. I've got children. I've got university coming up. I've got my priority is still to provide. So as much as I'm hearing about purpose, provided it is number one.
I would say, what's stopping you doing both? Why does living your purpose have to become your full-time thing? I mean, at the sacrifice of whatever job you have that's paying the bills and putting your kids through university or whatever else it is. As my coach said to me, you've got a job that's paying the bills. So now you've got the freedom in any hour you've got where you're not working that job to explore your purpose. And it doesn't have to be purely about money. Now it's about the reason you're doing your purpose.
And it's interesting you said job, right? also say that job is something you're paid to do. Work is what you were born to do. And you do refer to your corporate world as job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had my appraisal this week, bro. And it's probably, I know you're here for the money. I'm like, I'm not here for the love. I'm here for the passion. I'll do a good job. And I will make sure I do a really good job. And people know that and respect me for it. But yeah. But I just think that it's not easy. If you work a job and it's taken up a lot of your hours, it's not easy to find the energy on top of that to start living your purpose. Not many people are going to have the luxury of living their purpose and make enough money to pay for it all at the same time.
Yeah.
So you might just have to suck it up and do both. But you'll feel pretty good about yourself if you do. And it'll make the job easier when you can justify, oh, the job is allowing me to live my purpose. And maybe your purpose will become something that pays the bills as well one day. But you don't want it to be, and I think this is part of what I went through, the pressure becomes so great that it takes away from the passion of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So many coaches are so hell-bent on sales that they've lost touch with the fact that they went into it to make a difference in people's lives. Because suddenly it's about, I need to become the best at marketing myself on social media. And if you spend more time doing that than you do coaching people, which of those two are you actually doing?
And actually, there's been a bias towards men in relationships because we're both relationship counselors and coaches. But equally, single men face similar challenges whereby they're working or in a job that's consumed a lot of hours and pressure and thinking, am I now stuck? How do I now make that step into that's what I really enjoy? But also financially, it's going to possibly pay me much less. I've got to start at the bottom again and work myself up. So we make that decision. I'd love to, but once again, finances doesn't permit me to.
Yeah. And I think it's just, number one, it's working out what your purpose is. And if you know what your purpose is, working out how you can fit that into your life. So that at least some part of your life, even if it was 10%, is spent on that, then at least you're doing something towards it. I think half the men are walking around without really knowing what that purpose is, let alone trying to live according to it.
I have this vision, bro, whereby if you just imagine every man living in their purpose, so many issues, family issues, work issues, would just go.
100%.
The fakeness, the competition, the rivalry, home breakups. A man in his purpose is then energized to be his best and give everything to all the 100%. Other areas of his life.
Yeah. And that's it. And that's the gap. But you don't hear this being talked about much. You won't go to school and probably hear someone say you need to find your purpose in life, particularly to the men. Because if we were having this conversation with women, it would be a completely different. They'd be like, well, why are you focused on purpose? Why can't you focus on just being happy and enjoying the life? Yeah. That's the feminine approach, and that's okay as well. It's the masculine that needs the purpose. So men can relate to this conversation a lot more. And we should be talking to school leaver men and say, find your purpose in life. Figure out what it is that you're here to do. And then figure out how you can fit that into your life.
So this is more education.
Initially, it's education. And then it's helping a bloke figure out how he can do that.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to know it. And then you've got the fears, the doubts, the insecurities, the identity issues, the values. You've got to bring all that in to help someone go down that path. But you at some point, you've got to figure out what your purpose is.
And that's where you come in as a coach and counselor, because I do believe that, and this is not selling counseling and coaching, but I do believe you all need a coach, where that coach is your dad or your wife or your best friend. You need somebody to like, okay, I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
And you also are a coach. We need to be coached, and we're also coaches.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it on our own.
No. Exactly that. And yeah, everyone needs to go through that process. As you say, it doesn't have to be a coach, but coaches are trained to do it. And a lot of other people are not so trained to do it. So it's worth getting a coach and getting on track with that. But it doesn't mean you have to have a coach every week for the rest of your life. It means maybe get a coach to get some steps in order, figure out your purpose, figure out your values, and figure out a plan. And then it's checking in. It's maybe taking a few months to see how you're getting on and then going back and having some more. It's a kind of, it could be an on-off thing. But it has to start with something. Otherwise, we'll just drift.
Yeah, drifting, a key word, and so many of us are drifting. And when I think about, now I've said this to you a few times, getting on the train to London Bridge, and if people have the option of not going to where they're going, then they can just get off, they would. Yeah, and so they're, even though they've got a structure, they're drifting. Yeah, their heart is not there. The mind is there, the heart is not there.
Yeah, bro, some nights when I'm on the train, on the days I go to London, some nights I look at people when they're getting off the train in the evening. And I'm like, it's like they're just a shell walking along the platform. There's nothing in there. You can see, I think you can look at people, particularly men, and look at the men that know where they're going and the men that are just walking along in that state of drift, in that state of, it's another day. Another day gone. But those days add up. Strangely, as we get older, they seem to go really quickly. Where did that year go? It's just, I get why men are struggling in midlife crisis and stuff, because time just seems to evaporate sometimes.
And it's about messaging. Start coming to a close, though. And to be honest with you, I can just carry on talking. It's still the message, the main message I feel us men carry from young, and we see it with our dads and our families, and we've grown to it. You need to earn money. Your purpose or your worth is how much money you earn, how much can you provide. And it is, though, Dr. Faustus, you're selling your soul. This is what I'm selling often, my soul, my purpose, but this is an exchange. Now, I'm so used to this money, I don't know how to do without it. And as you rightly said, there is room for both. If the finances are important, yes, we don't want to be irresponsible, but equally, what we're doing in our spare time, are we wasting that time? Could we be working on our purpose, on our passion?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if we're not doing that and we're just doing a job, it's gonna show up, and it's going to show up in a bad way. So I think the message has to be find your purpose. It's find your purpose, figure out your values, which are interlinked, because will be linked to your highest values, I would expect. And if you do those two exercises, you've probably found 80% of men living disconnected from those two things.
Yeah.
And that's why they're not living the lives that they want to live, and they're feeling unfulfilled. And they could have brilliant marriages, and they could be great dads and have the great relationships, but there's probably that lack of fulfillment. And if you've got a lack of fulfillment, you're never truly going to be happy.
And it's been open and honest enough to say that.
Yeah.
You know, that, yes, as you said, my marriage is in a good place, my children are in a good place. And you think you're living the dream, but no, there's still a gap in me. And that gap is my purpose. That's not being fulfilled.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What gets you out of bed in the morning?
Yeah.
Having a great marriage doesn't get men out of bed early in the morning.
People probably say it keeps us in bed.
There are guys that, men and women that would say, I'm excited to get out of bed in the morning because I'm excited by what my day holds. Now, that's a minority of people.
Yeah. So Nick was running for prime minister or the American presidential election later this year. The message would be, men, find your purpose.
Yeah, it would be the message. Yes, it would be that. If I was running for prime minister, I'd also be putting something in place that facilitated men finding their purpose to make it easier. I'd love to make it mandatory. It's like you have to go through. I was actually talking the other day about, and not to go off too topic, but if there was something a little bit like National Service used to be, was it National Service where you had to join the army for when you left school? If there was something like that, because you look at the way that people go into the army or the armed forces and they learn the discipline, they learn leadership and all of these things. If there was something similar to that, where you leave school and now you're going to go on a mandatory course to figure out your purpose and your values in life and understand how you could start living a life according to those, that would be a powerful start to adult life for so many men.
Let's make it happen, bro.
That's
well, it'll be magic.
Prime Minister, is that what you're saying?
But may not be mandatory, but the desire it created is strong enough. People would want to do that because we have got 14, 15, 16 years looking towards a future thinking, what's this about?
And you know what, bro? The hardest thing about that will be convincing them that's what they need.
Yeah.
As you said a little while ago, a lot of them think it's just about the money. As long as they can drive the nice cars and buy the nice clothes and have respect by people and they think they get respect because of those things, then why do they need to go on a course and hear some old people, as they would look on us, talking about...
Speak for yourself.
I'm saying how they look on us. I'm not saying how we are or how we feel, bro. But it's trying to convince them, because I'm sure you find this, but my kids, they won't listen to me about any of this stuff. No, stop coaching us, Dad. Just be Dad. So it's finding the people that want to hear it at that age. And there are some out there. But that's the nut to crack, isn't it? It's made attractive to that generation. But it would be a game changer if we could.
Completely.
Yeah.
Work to do. Maybe that's part of your purpose.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. And it is my purpose is to change the face of relationships, to change the face of dads and how they live their lives. So yeah, it's all built into that. Yeah. And actually, to go to the younger generation is the best place you could go to. It's one thing to go to a 40-year-old guy and help him, but to go to a 20-year-old guy and say, before you go and make all the mistakes that you're going to make to get to 40, let me help you now. That would be far more powerful.
Indeed. Bro, pleasure.
Always.
Absolute pleasure.
Always. The clock runs too fast.
I know. Part of my vision for us is that we have our own talk show, whether that's over the radio or TV, I don't care how, but it's really that there's so much we generate between each other. We agree on some. We come from different angles and other points, but we share the heart, and the heart is... I have to clarify this for me, because I don't think that I'm all for men, not the women, not at all. I just believe that if we change the man, if us men become better men, then we're going to show up better for all the women in our lives.
Yeah, and you're totally right, bro. And we often disagree on some of these things. But the reality is we can only change ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we can talk to men about how to show up in relationships in that way. And that's all we can do. But the change that brings a relationship is off the charts. It doesn't fix every problem. It doesn't change every relationship. But it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, bro, completely stepping away now from what we've been speaking about, but a man who's been definitely in his purpose, Jurgen Klopp, and that's the bombshell on Friday, which came to my ears later in the day. Yeah. Your thoughts? Do you respect his decision?
I totally respect his decision. Yeah. I think it's hard as a Liverpool fan. It's really hard to deal with, and it came as a massive shock. But that's a guy that he knows what he's about. He knows what he can do, and he knows his limits. And actually, I think he's just come out and admitted that he's hit his limits right now, and he's achieved everything that he set out to achieve at Liverpool. And in an ideal world, he'd keep going and just add to what he's done. But he also recognizes that right now it's not time. He has to step down and recharge. And I think that's important. So I respect his vulnerability, because he's to admit that you can't keep going like this. I think that takes a lot of courage, actually.
Extreme amounts of courage. And also to know we've been emphasizing on purpose, and this season of purpose. Not some people have one continuing purpose, but for many of us, a purpose in this particular season.
Yep.
And he's acknowledging my work here at Liverpool Football Club is coming to an end.
Yes. Yeah. And he's built something that will go on.
Yeah.
Building a legacy, that's the purpose.
Yeah.
Right there. And he's built a legacy. It's not like something's going to crumble. So he's ready to move on to whatever the next phase of his life is. And yeah, it might involve more family time, because he's lived his purpose.
Yeah.
But then in a year or two, he might realize he's missing and go back. And as long as he doesn't go and manage another club in England, then I'm fine with it.
He's not stupid.
He's not stupid. If he ends up managing Man United, this conversation will be edited.
Very finally, I'd definitely like to get you back on in the very near future regards to this, because we're just speaking about Klopp and him recognising I'm come to an end in this. And relationships come to an end, not in terms of a final end, but when the children go up and leave the nest, and it's like, okay, that season has ended.
Yes.
And there's a new season, and it's recognizing that we're not the same people we were 20, 30 years ago, neither is my wife. And that brings a whole new challenge. But to me, it's also bring excitement. It's not that straightforward.
It's a conversation, isn't it?
Because yes.
It is excitement, but so many couples have disconnected so much in raising their children that when the children leave home, that was the kind of commonality that couple had. And so now it's a new era, a new phase for them to say, do we reconnect and enjoy this? Or does it mean something different? I think that's the challenge for so many couples where the children was so much of that relationship.
Yeah, pause it there. We're definitely
yes.
Get you back on for that.
Say no more for now.
So your final thought, Nick, for the listeners?
My final thought for the listeners, I think what's come out of today and the beauty of these conversations is that we freestyle and we never know exactly where they're going to go. But purpose. And often our conversations come back to purpose, bro.
Yeah.
But my final thought to listeners is, do you know your purpose? Why you're here? And if you don't, then what are you going to do to find out?
Provoking questions, important questions. And if you liked what Nick has shared today and you'd like to speak with him further, your details, Nick?
My details, I've got a website, which is Nick Teal Coaching. No one's ever going to spell my surname without me telling them. So it's T-H-I-E-L. I'm also on Facebook, so people can connect with me there. I'm on LinkedIn as well, just as Nick Teal. So people can get hold of me in any one of those places. Drop me a message and we can just have a conversation if there's anything I've said that someone wants to talk about.
Great. Once more, thank you for your openness, your honesty, your humor, and especially your heart for me to become the best we can be. And we really hope that you now work with your coach at 2024. We'll bring out the real Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The real Nick that will just own who he is and achieve your purpose and purposes in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, bro. It's been an absolute pleasure as always being on the show.
Naturally. Thanks for having me. Have a blessed Sunday. Let's hope Liverpool win.
Indeed. Cheers, bro. Take care.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Cheers, bro.